Blog Talk Radio.
The number one host that be doing the most.
Rich, 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 rich.
The number one host that be doing the most.
Rich, rich, rich.
The number one host that be doing the most.
Rich, rich, rich.
The number one host that be doing the most. Rich, rich, rich. Rich, rich, rich. Celebrities, entrepreneurs, Monday through Friday. If your rhymes work, looking for the best all across the globe. Over 1,000 likes on Twitter, out of control. Who else is on demand? Interviewing entertainment, conducting interviews like an artist when she painted. So tune in live when you see the mic on. You live with the Nicki Rich Show. Let's go.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station broadcasting live out of sunny California. I'm your host, Miss Nicki Rich, and today we got an exciting show for you guys. We have a good and amazing group of ladies who have came together in one book, and I'm so excited to talk with these amazing authors, and I know you are too. So we want you guys to also follow us along on Nicki Rich Show TV, as well as at Miss Nicki Rich on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can log on to our official website, thenickirichshow.com. And you can also call in at 516-666-8294. Once again, it's 516-666-8294. Well, I'm excited because we will be talking with the authors of Don't Struggle in Silence, I Am a Victor. And you know what? Our guests are in the house, and I don't want to keep our guests holding on any longer. So I would like to welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, the first time here, the authors of Don't Struggle in Silence, I Am a Victor. Welcome, ladies. How are you doing?
We're good.
Hi.
We're so excited to have you here today.
We're excited to be here. This is such an awesome opportunity.
So excited.
So excited.
Yes. Now go ahead and introduce yourself. You know, let everybody know who you are and where you're based out of.
I'm Caressa. Go ahead, Caressa.
I'm Caressa Lidonia from Indianapolis, Indiana.
I am Adriana Hayes. I just got married a couple weeks ago, and I'm residing in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, I'm Datasha Davis, and I am in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yay! Well, welcome, ladies. I'm so excited to have you on. I mean, just to come together, it's Women's Month, and just to come together to talk about the new release that's taking place on 5/20/20.
Yes.
Yes. It's happening. It's happening. Y'all newly authors, okay?
Yes.
Yes, and speaking of Don't Struggle in the Silence, I mean, how did you come together to be a part of this amazing project?
So Ashley Pittman.
Yes. She is a phenomenal author and speaker, and really and truly an advocate for sharing, you know, stories as healing. And she reached out to each of us individually from following our social media. And I'm so grateful for her because she has led me on a path of my healing that I didn't think that I could get to.
Yes.
Yeah, I completely agree. I actually met Ashley at work. We work at the same place. And by chance, just started talking. She came to use my copier in my office, and the conversation just flowed. It was easy, and we got on the subject of this book that she was trying to compile, and my story fit with the subject matter. So I just, she asked, I prayed, and I was led to say yes. So that's how I got here.
Yes, I'm friends with Ashley on Facebook, and she put the call out, and I pondered over it for a couple of days because I didn't really know if I wanted to relive it or whether I should. And like the others, I prayed about it, and it stuck with me. So I said, well, that must be my answer to participate. And so I reached out to her and told Ashley I would love to do it.
And isn't it amazing how people, like, when you know the right people and you know, like, it's something you want to do, but then people come and they like, hey, I want you to be a part of. I mean, it's amazing to be able to find somebody who can relate to what you like to do, period. You know?
Yeah.
It really is.
People are placed in your life for a reason, and I think Ashley was placed in all of our lives for, and not just for the healing process, but also to bring together all of these women of color to share their stories, to write their stories. And for many of us, it's the first time we've ever written. We're first-time authors. So, I mean, that is such amazing, at least from my point of view, that we are all from different walks of life, different states, different backgrounds, but yet we have this commonality. And for Ashley to be able to put that all together is amazing, and I feel very blessed and honored to be part of it.
Yes, just have somebody.
What I love. I'm sorry.
To have other women that relate to your situation. When I lost my son, that was about 8 years ago, and I really couldn't find any support groups in my area. So I kind of dealt with the grief and went through the process in private because I felt alone. And to have these amazing women who've experienced on some level the same things that I've experienced is just amazing.
It is. And speaking of, we're talking about loss in the book as well. So what I understand is that all of you amazing, powerful women have came together to inspire others and not struggle in silence no more. You're able to get your story out to others on what you went through and your loss or somebody you might have known or experienced. And that's what I love, that women are coming together and they breaking that silence.
Yeah, it's really high time for us to be able to do this, and we really truly need community, as was mentioned earlier by my angel mother sisters, that it's, you know, it's a disparity in terms of the support groups, or at least a disparity in terms of where they are, and really trying to dig to find them, and it's just, you know, it's high time. We have policies that is coming out with the Momnibus, which is, you know, something that they're putting into place to really, you know, reduce maternal risk. Senator Kamala Harris and Alma Adams and Representative Lauren Underwood are kind of taking this on. And so to add to the conversation true stories around why policy needs to change to really increase the need for supports in this capacity is just, it's just really amazing to be able to fall in alignment with what is happening in our communities and how we can support our communities in these efforts.
It is. Now, what message, ladies, individually, that you would like to, you know, starting one by one, what message do you want the people to know personally from you, you know, taking on this project, but a personal message
that you want the public to know?
For me, my losses, I actually had two losses. And my first loss, it was a really long time ago. It was almost 26 years ago. And then my second loss was 24 years ago. So I hadn't really talked about it. I mean, I talked about it with my immediate family. They're very aware. I talked about it with my, specific people, close friends. So, and back then, there was no support. And, you know, being a woman of color, you're expected to be strong. You're expected to just go on and not let things bother you and just be the matriarch in your home, in your world, in your community. And so I wasn't able to show that vulnerability and show that that kind of pain. And even though it was so long ago, the pain is still there, the memory of that loss and the devastation. It doesn't go away. I mean, you do create a new normal, but you never forget the children that you've lost and the idea that you had. And so I want women to know that no matter what the circumstances, no matter how long ago it was, that there is a place that they can go and find comfort and solace and commonality again. Like, just to know that someone else has gone through what you're going through just brings you a sense of peace. And I jumped at the chance to be able to do that, having my losses, you know, being so far in the past, they're still very present to me.
I agree. I totally agree. My thing is, with grieving, no one can tell you how long you should grieve. I probably grieve for the rest of my life. It just varies in severity, but you know, everybody comes into their own at their own time. So no one can tell you, oh, well, you know, you should be over that by now, because for me, I'll never be over it. So for other women to know, it's okay. You don't have to hide it, or you don't have to try to pretend that, you know, it's okay if you're not okay. You know, you're you, and you, nobody can tell you how long to grieve or how to grieve.
Absolutely. And I would just like to add, so for me, I actually am coming up on the 1 year anniversary of my loss. So mine is still very new, very fresh. And then I lost at the age of 27. And so I'm a millennial, and, you know, I kind of come from the experience of sharing everything all the time. And so in this particular situation, it was really difficult for me to struggle with this concept of, oh, your body should be fertile and you should be able to carry a child and you're young and this, that, and the third. And the reality that wasn't my reality, that it didn't pan out that way. And so the biggest thing that I have both learned and that I just want to share with other millennial angel mamas is that, you know, we have a voice and a take in this conversation, and that we should be more aware about our fertility, our fertility options, and knowing that we do have options, that we have the power to choose those options, and to just become as educated as we can about our own personal choices and our body and our voices.
I love it, ladies. And like, I'm just listening to you. It's so powerful, because, you know, just to be able to discuss it here today, you are strong, you know. It's hard, you know, but you're, you know, like you say, just a year ago, and, you know, or and however long, it's just powerful to me. And you're strong to tell your story to, you know, to others, to inspire others. And I'm just so honored to have you ladies on.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
We're so blessed.
Yes. And
get the word out
about
it. It's amazing.
It is. And the great thing about it is coming out and available on Amazon on March the 20th. So everybody can go and purchase.
May the 20th.
You know, March is in my head. I mean, 5/20. May the 20th. Yeah. I said it right at first, but you know.
Yeah.
But 5/20, I mean, it's just going to be, I mean, and it's you know, not too long from Mother's Day, you know, so.
Yeah, right.
I love
and
it.
And some women don't even feel like they should celebrate Mother's Day because of a loss, but you're still a mother.
Yeah.
And
you're still
women
a mother.
Who have had a loss, you're still a mother, and you are still to be celebrated. And I think this is a perfect date to celebrate mothers. I could not have asked for a better launch date, honestly, because there are women who don't feel like they are mothers when they have a loss. And I want them to know you're a mom. You're a mommy. That doesn't change.
That is so powerful because I recall just last year for myself, and that was a challenge for me when people would ask if I was going to go ahead and celebrate. And, we elected to celebrate. I was like, yes, I have a son, and my son has wings, and, you know, I am a mother. And so, I just echo those sentiments that it's the perfect release date.
Now, also, we talk about I am a victor. What does a victor mean to you?
I say triumph over tragedy.
Triumph
and
over.
To have the strength to share and to try and give back. I think that being a victor is much more than even just surviving a dramatic and traumatic situation. I think it's what you do with that situation that makes you a victor. I mean, you could hide and you could keep it to yourself and bottle it up, but when you open yourself up and you allow yourself to give to someone else who might be going through the same thing, I think that makes us all victorious. And that's why I want to be part of this book. I consider myself a victor in every sense of the word. I had no idea that I was going to be part of this, but now that I am, I feel quite empowered, and I want to do more to help other women who have gone through this and may go through this in the future. And to be able to give back, that is truly, truly victorious. And I love that being in the title of the book.
Yeah.
I think it's also now a part of our identity, being victors. One thing that I had to learn during my healing process was that being an angel mother is one of the most beautiful things I could be because I share a DNA with the Most High. And so being a victor is an identity that I was blessed and graced to have. And being a victor means that I get to also have this push and this courage to share my voice and knowing that my voice creates sound waves that never die. And so that, I think that's really important
for
us to know that we are empowered and victorious despite the circumstances we may have experienced.
Exactly, yes. That is so true.
For me, being a victor means I went through the wilderness, but by the grace of God and the help of friends and family, I came out. And not only did I came out with a story that's designed to help others. So being a victor, it means overcoming or enduring and still being able to stand and help someone else.
I like that.
Yes, I like it too. Now, ladies, in case anybody wanted to connect with you, or, you know, collaborate with you just like Ashley did, or reach out to you for booking, where could they go to?
Well, this is Caressa, and they can find me on Facebook at Caressa Vail Redonia. They can find me on Instagram at Caressa Redonia. I think it might be at Be the Queen on Twitter because we are all queens. And I think that's all that I'm on right now. I'm open to connecting with any women.
Oh, go ahead. This is Deidreana Hayes, and I can be found on Instagram at Day, D-A-E, underscore Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, or my website, lilyamongstthorns.com. Just, you know, I love connecting with other moms, no matter how long your loss was or how recent it was. I love just being able to be a support to other women who have experienced a pregnancy loss.
This is Datasha Davis, and I can be found on Facebook at Datasha, that's D-E-T-A-R-S-H-A, Davis, and that is it.
All right. Well, ladies, I'm just so excited just to have you on. Now, we talk about, you know, your book that's coming out. Can we expect a big tour coming up?
I sure hope
we
so.
We are expecting to do something of the like. Definitely a meet the authors, because we understand that, again, this is a community that thrives on connection, and social media is great, don't get me wrong. However, you know, healing alongside individuals and being able to, what I call, transfer your faith, happens best when we're in person. So we are definitely working on creating some opportunities for individuals to meet us.
I love
absolutely.
It.
And we'll be doing other interviews as well about the book. We'll be part of a grief talk with Miami Knight on her podcast as well. So individuals can look that up and come and hear us, talk to us, send us an email, or contact us through all of social media, including podcasts, because we will be doing those as well.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for you, ladies. It's all happening
May
the 20th. Yes.
Yes.
It's just the beginning. And I'm just so honored to have you on. And we're going to have a part two coming up on March the 24th with the other ladies,
that's right,
the authors. So y'all got to tune in and give them support too.
Absolutely.
Got to tune in. There'll be more of us. Dynamic
women
sharing our stories. Absolutely.
Well, I'm so excited to have you guys. And we're winding things down here today, but it's been a pleasure to have you on. And we're going to continue to, you know, support the movement. But I need you guys to follow Nikki Rich, Nikki Rich Show TV, as well as the Nikki Rich Show on Facebook, Nikki Rich Show TV on Facebook. So most definitely, you guys. Thank you so much, ladies.
I'm sure to follow you.
Thank you so much, Nikki.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
I want to say to everybody out there, go, you know, we're so excited. So you know you got to go to Amazon and, you know, purchase the book on Amazon. You know, go ahead and purchase Don't Struggle in Silence, I Am a Victor on 5/20/20 on Amazon, okay? Get ready, y'all. It's been a pleasure. And today it was all for the ladies here today. It's all of you know, our part one of our amazing authors, and we're going to wind things down here today, but as we always do, I always, you know, put God first in everything we do. Without him, we would not be here. So we're going to wind things down saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we're going to end by saying God bless. God bless you all, ladies. Have an awesome day.
The number one host that be doing the most.
Nicky Rich, Rich, Rich.
The number one host that be doing the most.
Nicky Rich, Rich, Rich.
The number one host that be doing the most.